It has been a week since a New Jersey Transit train crashed in Hoboken, leaving one person dead and injuring more than 100. Service in and out of the terminal is still suspended. And as WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, that has thrown more than a few commutes into chaos.
With Hoboken Terminal out of commission, Secaucus Junction has become an even busier hub. It's where a rainbow of NJ Transit lines funnel commuters from across New Jersey onto the New York City-bound platform. On Thursday morning, I paused in the rotunda to pose just one question.
Hey, good morning, sir. I'm with WNYC Radio. Can I ask how the commute's been this week?
Sucks.
It stinks. In terms of commuting, it's not great.
Doesn't seem to be going that well.
It's tough, thanks.
Horrible. Really miserable. So bad.
That last voice is Amy Kupo, who stopped long enough to give me her name. For her, the solution is simple enough.
We need a lot more trains, express trains, so they're not 75 minutes from Waldwick. I live in North Jersey for a reason to get to the city early, and it's not happening.
And it's not just more trains that people are clamoring for, it's more information, too.
It's been awful.
Lisa Gearhart lives in Nutley.
There have been trains coming into Secaucus that just go past the stations, and you never know when a train is coming or when it's not coming or how long you're going to wait once you're on the train, so it's really crazy.
Her commute is an extra 30 minutes each way now.
Listen, it was a major tragedy, and I get that, but they should have had a better disaster plan.
Fellow commuter Samuel Mann from Hawthorne has his own plan.
I plan for a month of chaos.
He says with his commute extended by an extra 50 minutes each way, he's had to adapt.
Up earlier and less time to cook dinner.
Andy says the crowded trains are actually getting dangerous.
You're standing between the trains, you're standing in the gates, you're standing in the grates. I have to keep reminding people, watch the gap, because some people are just so disoriented. They're not used to their normal routine. They're not stepping over things. They're just, like, in the way.
NJ Transit is adding two additional trains on the Port Jervis line during peak hours, but many trains are still running on a weekend schedule. And there is some extra bus service, but it's still unclear when service to Hoboken will resume. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.